This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. The Illinois Department of Agriculture is accepting proposals for federal crop grants to help farmers grow fruits, vegetables, and nuts. Agriculture Director Philip Nelson says specialty crops provide a primary source of income to many farmers. Illinois will receive more than $600,000 from a block grant that's part of the federal farm bill. Monsanto Company escalated its criticism of a World Health Organization agency's finding last week that a commonly used herbicide probably has the potential to cause cancer in humans. The agribusiness giant sought a meeting with senior WHO officials on the International Agency for Research on Cancer's finding. The IARC's has classified glyphosates as probably carcinogenic. Monsanto markets glyphosate under its Roundup brand. New research funded by farmers aims to breed a wheat variety for people who can't eat wheat and other grains, an endeavor that comes as wider consumer interest in gluten-free foods is booming. The Kansas Wheat Commission is spending $200,000 towards 2 years of research to understand all the parts of wheat's DNA that cause problems for people with gluten sensitivities. The U.S. government is developing a vaccine to protect poultry from new strains of avian flu that have recently killed birds from Arkansas to Washington State. Within 2 months, scientists at a U.S. Department of Agriculture Research Lab in Georgia will test the vaccine on chickens. The government has no plans to distribute the vaccine yet. On Monday, the White House announced the creation of the Broadband Opportunity Council, a collaboration of 25 government agencies and departments dedicated to advancing rural broadband service. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack and Commerce Secretary Penny Pritzker are heading the council. Broadband access is as key to economic success today as electricity was in the 20th century, according to Vilsack. During the second half of April, the U.S. Department of Agriculture's National Agricultural Statistics Service will conduct its semi-annual agricultural labor survey. The survey will collect information about hired labor from more than 380 Illinois farmers and ranchers. Survey results will be released on May 21st. While Boston was running out of places to pile snow this winter, the drought-stricken West would have gladly received it. Now, with researchers predicting a mega drought and severe water shortages for the Southwest and Central Plains sometime around the middle of this century, Western farmers are focusing on optimizing irrigation, developing new plant varieties that thrive in dry, saline conditions, and recycling water used in processing. Unfortunately, the big fixes for water shortages are not simple or inexpensive. Some ideas include desalination of seawater, long-distance water pipelines, and even towing icebergs from the Arctic to southern coastlines. Farm Bureau has partnered with the Farmer Veteran Coalition to identify farmer veterans who are interested in finding a mentor. Postcards developed by AFBF promote the Farmer Veteran Project and identify Farm Bureau mentors were distributed at the Fusion Conference to volunteer leaders serving in state young farmers and ranchers, women's leadership, and promotion and education programs. Contact Dr. Lisa Bitten at lisab@fb.org for more information. Congress charged the Agriculture Department last year with creating a new definition for what it means to be actively engaged in farming, the criteria to receive some subsidies. We want to make sure that farm program payments are going to farmers and farm families that they are intended to help, according to Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack. H.J. Heinz Company is buying Kraft Foods, creating one of the largest food and beverage companies in the world with annual revenue in excess of $28 billion, according to the Associated Press. The company will be known as the Kraft Heinz Company. A slight rise in gas costs and broad increases in other categories lifted consumer prices in February. The consumer price index rose 0.2%, the Labor Department said Tuesday. Gas prices have plummeted since June, dramatically lowering inflation. A cow in northeast Texas has apparently defied great odds and given birth to four calves that have been named Eenie, Meenie, Miney, and Moo. Cattleman Jim Barling said that DNA tests will be done on tissue samples from the calves to satisfy those who may question the birth from one mother. Distractions, especially talking with passengers and using cell phones, play a far greater role in car crashes involving teen drivers than has been previously understood, according to compelling new evidence cited by safety researchers. The AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety analyzed nearly 1,700 videos that captured the actions of teen drivers in the moments before a crash. It found that distractions were a factor in nearly 6 of 10 moderate to severe crashes. The average price for a pound of ground beef reached another record high in February, hitting $4.23.8 per pound, according to data released today by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. In February 2014, the average price was $3.56 per pound. Since then, the average price has increased 19.2% in 1 year. U.S. delays in finalizing legislation to speed free trade deals through Congress are casting a cloud over a 12-nation trade pact that many thought was near completion. In a conversation with Reuters, officials from six countries in the Trans-Pacific Partnership said the lack of clarity over conditions Congress would impose on U.S. negotiators was a stumbling block for the talks. Farm Bureau applauded the bipartisan leadership of Representatives Mike Pompeo of Kansas and G.K. Butterfield of North Carolina in reintroducing the Safe and Accurate Food Labeling Act of 2015 on Wednesday. The bill would clarify the Food and Drug Administration as the nation's foremost authority on food safety and create a voluntary labeling program run by the Agriculture Department's Agricultural Marketing Service, the same agency that administers the USDA Organic Program. State-led mandatory food labeling initiatives mislead consumers about the safety of GM foods, even though there is no credible evidence linking a food safety or health risk to the consumption of GM foods, AFBF President Bob Stallman said in a statement. Further, these state labeling initiatives mask the benefits of biotechnology in food production and can lead to decreased food supplies. Creating a national labeling standard will give consumers the information they need while avoiding the unnecessary confusion and added cost of a patchwork of state laws. A large group of national trade associations representing manufacturers, farmers, and energy producers on Wednesday announced the formation of the Rail Customer Coalition, which strongly supports the Surface Transportation Board Reauthorization Act of 2015. The coalition is calling on Congress and the Surface Transportation Board to modernize the nation's freight rail policies to better serve shippers, their customers, railroads, and American consumers. A new website highlights the need for freight rail reform and features research that found rising rail rates are taking a growing toll on American businesses. Do you know how to recognize the warning signs of a stroke? If you or someone you know is experiencing any of the below symptoms, call 911 right away. It is important to seek medical treatment immediately. Those symptoms include sudden numbness, difficulty speaking, severe dizziness, loss of coordination, sudden loss of vision, sudden intense headache, brief loss of consciousness. Protect your health by finding out your risk of having a stroke by participating in the Lifeline screening that will be at the Macoupin County Farm Bureau on Friday, April 10th. Through ultrasound, we evaluate the carotid arteries for the buildup of fatty plaque, which is the leading cause of stroke. Register today for the stroke, vascular, and heart rhythm package, which includes four screenings: carotid artery, abdominal aortic aneurysm, peripheral arterial disease, and atrial fibrillation. In order to register for this event and to receive a $10 discount off any package price above $129, please call 1-888-653-6441. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.